Mitchell tracking home well into fourth, and then followed Spooky Wookie Eusebio. A long way back is Monrovia with Sarum. It's Oakfield Jet at the 300. Out wider Confidential running on with Aquatic. Spooky Wookie back to the inside. 150 left to run. Oakfield Jet, Spooky Wookie the rail. Confidential and Aquatic. This will be a good finish. Spooky Wookie and Confidential, the main two. They come to the line. Give it to Confidential. A nose to Spooky Wookie. Aquatic third. Then Oakfield Jet, Monrovia, Eusebio. Behind those runners, Sarin and Mirabeau. Think the outside.
Confidential taking out the last trial of the morning as Sebring Gelding, trained by Chris Wallace. Spooky Wookie sneaking up the inside there. A high sharp 4-year-old Gelding trained by the Hawks team, and Aquatic, a Beneteau Gelding trained by Chris Wallace. So 54.8, a short head by a neck. Well, that's it for this morning. 12 trials done and dusted. I hope you have enjoyed the coverage. To all of you, I wish you a very Merry Christmas. That is the last of the trials before Christmas. I'll be back next week with some trials before the new year. Have a great holiday. Sports Radio, heard throughout New South Wales.
Cosgrove is on leave, so we'll get stuck into it today with a full half-hour preview of Christmas Party Race Day at Coffs Harbour Racing Club today. We'll get Tim Saladine, the manager of Coffs, on in just a moment. Then Gary Cleese, as he did yesterday, will go through race by race, give you his thoughts in detail of every runner, well, not every runner, but his selections in every race today. Every runner, we'd be here all day. But Gary's tip, surely, a full half-hour preview. 10:30, we have Adam Hamilton with On The Pace. So we'll get Adam in here to have a chat about what's going on in harness racing. Our previews after 11 o'clock, we've got Amanda Rando looking at Menangle, Stu Turner with the Goulburn Greys. We have Warren Huntley at Mornington. Russell Leonard looks at Rockhampton. And then we have our callers, Anthony Collins at Coffs Harbour. We've got a sport update with Andrew Giorgio, Fred Hastings at Menangle, all sorts of stuff coming up between now and around about 2 o'clock this afternoon. But we'll get straight into it with the Christmas Party Race Day. It sounds exciting already at Coffs Harbour. Tim Saladine, good morning to you.
Good morning, Kevin. How are you?
Well, I'm well. I'm just looking here. It's a relaxed race day with the 8-race program. Tell us about Christmas Party Race Day. Firstly, what sort of day have you got lined up?
Yeah, we've got a few packages sold. A few of the local businesses have got their work staff parties at the races today. And we're also honouring four of our past jockeys, which are the headings for the quaddy legs of today's meeting. So, yeah, it should be a good little crowd there today, Kevin.
All righty. What sort of day do you have? Lovely sunny day, Coffs?
Yeah, it is. Yeah, the breeze, the sea breeze has already kicked in. So, yeah, it should be mid to high 20s and pretty clear day. So, yeah, it looks pretty good, Kev.
And how's the track going to present itself, Tim?
Yeah, pretty spot on. Good fall. We had a cup meeting 10 days ago, so there's a little bit of wear and tear, but the rail's out 4 metres. From the 1,000 to 350, but yeah, expected to race pretty fair and yeah, genuine good four.
And you've got some pretty generous size fields too, which is always a good sign.
Yeah, we're really thankful for the trainers again. Toby Edmonds, the Gold Coast, and Billy Healy drove down late yesterday from the Sunshine Coast, and Tony Newings brought a runner up from Gosford, so yeah, they've come far and wide again. So no, we're stoked with the fields.
Is the Christmas Party Race Day an annual thing for your club?
Normally, we race December 9 as Meta League, and we have it then. But with the cup rescheduled from the washout, we've picked up this meeting, and yeah, certainly be something we'd look at doing every year for sure.
And tell me about the bookies brunch. What's that about?
Yeah, the bookies, the co-op there with one of the local bookmakers, has just put on a generous sort of morning tea style. In the auditorium just for the early punters, just to say thanks to everyone that's had a bet with them for the year, and just to reward those punters that have stuck solid.
Okay, so gates open at noon, the entry's free. What sort of numbers do you look at on a day like this, given the fact you have people with their Christmas parties and the corporate side of it, hospitality, that type of thing? You're looking at what sort of numbers do you look at?
Yeah, we sort of look at, if we get 500-600 people there, we'd be pretty happy, sort of still a work day, but there's still a few holiday makers that are here, so hopefully they go to the beach this morning and then head to the races this afternoon.
Gee, sounds like a perfect day.
Yeah, it would be, actually. Yeah.
Beautiful. Correct. Hope it goes well today. Tim, thanks for your time.
Excellent. Thanks, Kevin.
See Tim Saladine there, the racing manager from Coffs Racing Club. And the man with all the form is Gary Cleese. Good morning to you, Gary.
Yeah, morning, Kev. How are you, mate?
Well, I'm well. You've obviously studied the form here at great detail, as you do. Tell us about your overall thoughts on the program today at Coffs.
Yeah, I reckon it's a good meeting. I just heard you talk to Timmy then there. I think it's fantastic that the fields that they've got, because, Kev, we were down at Taree on Sunday and they had, you know, they had good fields there. We were over at Armidale yesterday with good fields, and to have 3 days racing, like from Taree to Armidale to either Coffs Harbour today, in the space of, you know, probably 2.5 hours between each track, to attract the fields that they've got, I think it's absolutely fantastic. They couldn't get any better day for a racehorse, because that cool weather's still just sitting about. It's not too hot at the moment.
OK, well, the rail is out 4 metres from the 1,000 to the 350. It's true for the remainder. As Tim suggested there, we are on a good force. So, Gary, let's go through race by race. The first three-year-old maiden at 1.15 over the 13.15. The scratching of number 4, Nick and Run. Tab fixed odds, what have we got for you? 1, El Teniente, 370 out to 380. You've got $31, Jacaranda Prince. Lothbrock, 12 to 13. The early money here for Andras, 220 earlier today, already into $1.70 odds on pick the 5. Kamachi Force, number 6, 750 out to 8. It's $19, Miss Missile on the drift. 8, Robin Lucy, open $61 today, is now 26. You've got 9, Sea Harb at $10 and $51, Stormy Horizon. So it's all about the favour. $1.70 on the fixed. Andras, what are your thoughts?
Yeah, she has come up awfully short, hasn't she? Look, on 1, 5, 9 and 6, Kev, I'm the top at El Teniente. Look, he's only had 3 goes, and we saw him at his first two at the start of the July Carnival at Grafton and the end of the July Carnival at Grafton. He run 5th there, beaten 4 lengths behind Axeed in a form, good form race, and then he finished behind Fashion Stage. Now, they kicked him out. He hadn't trialled going into that run first up at Grafton 18 days ago. I'm not kidding you. You wouldn't have shot him with a 303 going down the back. He'd have been 13, 14 lengths off the leaders. He was probably still standing in a good 10 lengths on straightening, and he was beaten 3 lengths when running third and hitting the line over the 1,100 metres. I'll say one thing with him. He's still got a little bit to learn, this guy, but I reckon the 1,350 will suit him. And, look, if he sharpened up a little bit from that first up run, I reckon he's the player at the odds. Look, the big query is the 5, Andreas. She's in the Toby Edmund yard, only runner for Toby. And we've seen Toby do it time in, time out. Bring horses, particularly here to Coffs Harbour. He loves bringing his younger stock here to the bigger tracks. And look, she's had 2 trials for Toby. She ran 6th and 7th in her first trial, beat 9.4 at the Gold Coast. I wouldn't lead a lot into that. And then she won a trial there a couple of weeks ago by 1.5. But he puts McGarren on, and she is the big query until we see her walk in the mounting yard. Obviously, he'll have a good, because Toby's always like that. 9, Sea Hab. She's a nice filly. She's only had the 2 runs back from Neil Godbold. He's a very good trainer, Neil, but he never trials them up, and he just lets them work into fitness. But this filly was 3 wide the trip, second up when running third behind Metatosa, beaten 2 lengths. And Metatosa's come out to be placed in a Class 1 at Wollumbar last Friday. And Kamachi Force, the 6, nice improving filly. I reckon next preparation you'll see is the best of her, but nevertheless she was pretty good. Had a second run in the race at Tuncurry the other day, finding the line late. But at the moment, I'm leading with the toppy. I'm 1, 5, 9 and 6 for me in race 1.
Okay, 1, 5, 9, 6 the first. The second, Gary, a maiden at 10-2 over the 1600. The scratching's here, 14, 16, 17. And tab fixed odds here, a couple of significant movers early. 1, House of Tudor, 31-34. It's $23, about 2 meet. Harry, 3, Mystic Skies. $21 earlier today is into $9. You've got number 4, C Bling, open $9 today, is now a $6 chance. 5, Shrewd and Drac is your fixed odds fave on the tote as well. Today it was $6.50 and now into $4. So money so far for a few runners there, the 3, the 4 and the 5. 6, Super Bonus at 9. It's $10 about the Free World. The Gunslinger number 8 at 26. $14 about up there, Kiwana. Tenyabulu Lad at 12. You've got 11 Streets of Brunswick at 61. It's $4.80 about Bonnie Saro. Famed at $11. $61 Golden Chappie. So market says, Gary, it's about the 3, the 4 and the 5. How do you see it?
Yeah, look, I'm with the 12. I'm 12, 13, 5 and 4. I'm with her here, Bonnie Saro. I've just been waiting to get to a mile. She run 30 behind Plucky Girl in a 1,000 metre race, getting home hard. Plucky Girl went straight to the Sunshine Coast to win from Toby Edwards and just got beaten at Eagle Farm. Actually, I think Plucky Girl's won 2 since then and just got beat at Eagle Farm the other day. I'm with her. I'm just waiting for her to get to a mile. And I liked the run the other day. 13th famed, a really improver. She's had three runs back for Johnny Shelton. She was really good the other day. She led in a 1,700-metre race. Oakfield Monarch won the race. He just had the wood on her that day, but it wouldn't surprise me to see her roll along here on this big track over a mile and take a bit of running down. 5-3 and Drack, he's had a few goes, this guy. He's had 20 goes and been placed 7. He was scratched from Armidale yesterday, left the here. In fairness to him, I reckon his best form's been here at the Coffs Harbour track. He's been placed here 3 times and he draws good. And I want to have a look at the 4C Bling now. I saw him last preparation have a couple of starts in Wollumbar and he didn't show up at all, but he's resumed in not bad order. He's run third at Wollumbar and third at the Sunshine Coast. He draws good and young Joss Oliver's down to ride him. So obviously he's improved the Sebring horse from a little bit of a break. But I'm with the 12. I'm 12, 13, 5 and 4 for me in race 2.
12, 13, 5 and 4. Okay, race 3 over the 16, 15 at 25 past 2, a benchmark 53. Scratchings of 9, 14 and 15. Jackson Murphy has the ride on the 8 Accord. Tab fixed odds. 1 Fast Quest is 380 out to 4. 2 Capbianco 750 into 5. 3 Von Braun at $11. 360 into 350 about 4 Consolari. That's your fixed odds fave. 5 Sam Silly at 17. It's $19 before you think. 7 My Boy Louie at 14. It's $14 for a cord. $26 for 10 after the bounce. 11 Australia Art at 17. 12 Scruff at 17. 13 The Cavalry. $23. 360 the fave is Consolari number 4.
Yeah, I'm 2, 4, 3 and 1, Kev. I'm with the 2, Capianca. Really good little mare. Joanne Hardy trains here. She does a wonderful job with them, Joanne. And this little mare's had 2 runs back from Joanne from a little bit of a freshen up. And look, both her runs have been at Belna. And really and truly, she's never been a good short course horse. She's a better mare when she gets to the bigger circuits, as it reflects on her form here on a home track where she's 1, 2 and been placed 7. But I thought she was good the other day behind Avia Terrain. Just kept making ground at the track up 4 and 5 wide. He knows a really good young Jessie Graham. I wouldn't be concerned about the outside gate with it. She comes into the 12 now. She's just one of those little bit of better mares when she can get to the outside and have the crack at them. But I reckon Joanne will have a spot on here today. Paul Consolari, she's racing really, really good, this little mare. She's been in the money 4 out of the last 5 runs. The beauty about her that she only gets half a kilo over the limit with a claim. And young Olivia Pickering's doing a really good job at the moment. 3 Von Braun, I want to have a look at him in the yard. He's had the 1 run back. He went to Canberra first up, 1,400 metres, and truly and really halfway down the run and you were sold him out. He wasn't really knuckling down, but at the last 100 metres he picked up and he drove, and he was beaten 2.6 lengths when running third, and young Andrew Atkins comes to ride. So that's in the apprentices race. And Fast Quest's run was fair here last start. He's only had 1 run for the new stable, but Vince Jones has got him. He was placed at Eagle Farm 3 runs ago when he was trained up there. But I didn't mind his run. He went to a pretty tough race behind Shannon Brook Miss, and he drew a bad gate. But he draws a lot better here today. So he is a player in a little bit easier assignment. 2, 4, 3, and 1, race 3.
Okay, 2, 4, 3, 1. The fourth here, Gary, comes up at 3.05, a maiden over the 1,012. A field of 14 with the scratchings of 15, 16, and 17. No rider changes to report. The tab fixed here, 1 Milne Bay. 5 out to $6. $61 number 2, Bell Hop. 3, Carry the Love at 11. 4, James Lee World is 8 to $8.50. Number 5, Spud, $26. Supreme Girl here. Ray Spokes, Brett Bellamy, $5.50 into $5. The movement there. 7, Hurls Girl at $11. It's $5 for number 8, Chewy. 9, Last Spin, $19. 10, Swift Accord, $18 into $13. 11, The Monkey, $34. 12, At the Pub, $23. $12, about 13, Miss Chenille. And the mover has been 14, Noble Ethics. Ben Looker here, $7 earlier today, now $4.60, number 14. What do you like here?
Yeah, I'm 6, 14, 8 and 1. I'm with a 6-year Supreme Girl. I blacked the book, black booked her coming out of that meeting at Taree 22 days ago. Now, she's a 4-year-old mare. Obviously, Brett Bellamy's wanted to give her a bit of time, but he produced her on debut. And really and truly, her run was enormous. She was slow to begin. It was probably about 2 strides after that that she just got hampered up. And she, one from the inside, one from the outside, just jumped in and out. And they just jammed her up. Now, she lost the spot completely. She was a long way off the leaders coming to the home turn. The last 200 metres, she died. On my terms, won the race. She run second, this little mare, and she was beaten 2.3 lengths. Now, the beauty about it today, she's been on a home track. Hopefully she begins well enough and she doesn't take any effect from that little bit of a jam up on debut. But if she doesn't, she's in beyond the leaders. She's one really big, nice, big, strong mare, and I think she'll take a lot of beating. The massive watches are 14 Noble Epic Regimes here. Only had five runs last prep. There's no trials for her. The stable is absolutely firing, Daniel Wanton. You go back through a run. She ran fourth at Grafton in a hot maiden behind freestanding last prep, beaten 1.8. He won the highway race last Saturday in Sydney. And then she finished behind Melted Moments and Tio Torrio. And Tio Torrio has gone on and won three races. So what I'm leaning in here, that the stable's in form, they haven't trialled her, Ben Looker sticks with her, and she draws the one gate. If she's anywhere near right, which you would think she would be, she'll be hard to beat. I think there's a big watch in the race is the 8 Chewy. He's a former Victorian horse. He's now in the Neil Godbolt yard. And if you look at his runs in Victoria, his last five, three of them he's led. Now, he hasn't run for a couple of months, so I don't know how long Neil's had him, but he holds a lot of keys in the race. And this is a nice horse to top weight, Millen Bay. He's got heaps of ability. He run third on debut at Ipswich, and then he finished behind Street Patrol, which came out to win again. And then he wasn't disappointing behind Dominant Storm, but he can do a few things wrong. They haven't trialled him this time in, and hopefully he's just a little bit more mature and he's learnt a little bit from last preparation. But I think this is a pretty good maiden, 6.14, 8.1 in race four.
Okay, 6.14, 8.1. Sky Sports Radio, Racing HQ at 20 past 10. We are looking at the program at Coffs Harbour today. Race 4 there was the last leg of the early quaddie. If you joined us late, Gary's numbers in the first four. He likes race 1, 1.5, 9.6. Race 2, 12, 13, 5 and 4. Race 3, 2, 4, 3 and 1. And race 4, 6, 14, 8 and 1. That's the early quaddie. Quaddie starts with the fifth, Gary, at 3.40, a class 2 over 1,000. Scratching of number 12. Tab fixed odds, 1 done running, $19. 3.80 about number 2, Zizumba. 3, Best of My Love, 7.50. 4, Gallant Dragon, 41. 5, Gaduga, 51. 6, Jimmy B, 11. 7, Matheson Lane, 26. Money for number 8, Ready Zane Fire. This is another Brett Bellamy runner. It's $11 into $6.50 on the tab fixed. You've got 9, Dan Shell, 21 into 19. Your favourite is 10, Ferniehurst here. $3.50 out to $3.70. And it's $5 for number 11, Roses Need Rain. So $3.70 Ferniehurst. And as I say, money there for Ready Zane Fire.
Yeah, I'm 8, 2, 10 and 11. I'm with the 8 here, Ready Zane Fire. Now, he's a 5-year-old. He won here on debut. He's only had 7 starts. Bellamy's got him. And when he won, and then he just seemed to have lost his way, he was pushing along with him. He thought, well, I'm wasting my time here. I'll put you out, give you a good break, bring you back. And he did that. And look, I thought he needed that run first up at Port Macquarie when he was beaten 4 lengths at Port. But I thought he was really good the other day at Ballina behind Foxy Walk. He run fourth there, beaten 0.9 of a length. He had to track up wide. He had to do a bit of work down the back. He's matured and thickened up, and he draws nice. I reckon he's the big key here today. But with him saying that, I've got no doubt Tuzai Umba is the best horse in the race. But he's a problem boy. He does a few things wrong. He can miss the kick. And we saw him 2 runs ago when Rick McMahon won him at Grafton. He missed the kick. He stood him a mile, and he just blew him away with 61 kilos on his back. But if he's in striking distance of him on the corner, he begins fairly. He's going to be very, very hard to run down. Ken Ferniehurst, nice, lightly raced little mare. She ran fifth on debut on the morning day at Grafton behind Pat Cash, and then came and got a maiden out of the way, beat Fred. Look, it wasn't an overstrong maiden, but I've got to give her a couple of ticks. It was on a very, very heavy track, and I still don't think she was at home, but she gets a dry circuit today and draws the one gate. And 11 races need rain. Look, she's not out of it. She's had 3 goes here and placed a couple. She's having a first start for the new stable. Vince Jones has got her. Look, she hasn't been far away. She won 3rd at Port behind Ismian, beaten 3, and then went to Skane, beaten 6.2. So she races good here, and she's had a change of stable, and it's certainly a winnable race for her, particularly with only a kilo over the limit. But I like the improvement the 8's making. 8, 2, 10 and 11 in race 5.
8, 2, 10, 11 there, Gary Cleese, race 5. Moving across to race 6. We've got 3 to go through here. Race 6, no scratchings. Field of 12. It's a benchmark 65 over 1,200 at 4.15. Tab fixed odds, race 6. Now, 1, Nothing Like Luca, $18. Number 2, Gold Talk, 3.30 to 3.40. 3, Carry Me GG at $15. At $71 on the drift for Newham Road. 5, French Command at 41. 6, Colour Purple, 41. 7, Shira Tie, 3.80. 8 Radiologists, $10. 9 Tiaconi, 440 into 420. 10 Onslow, 51 to 41. 11 Sucarina is around steady at $14. And you've got a mover here, 12 From the Valley, $18 at open. Gary, it's now $8.50, number 12. A good move there. What are your thoughts?
Yeah, he's been a tough campaigner. I'm 2, 7, 9 and 3. I'm the 2 Gold Talk. I like that little bit of a 10-week freshen up for him. I mean, we saw him run second in a Barrowville Cup behind Chaz's Bubble. I know what Chaz's Bubble would do to these. She'd give him a hide, and then he ran third at Port behind EPIO, and he just went down to race good in the Kempsey Cup. But I just like a little bit of a break for him. I think he hasn't won one for the new yard, but this might be his chance. Seven, Sherrotti, big watch here. Look, he run third at the Sunshine Coast, two runs ago, beaten 1.4. He went back there, beaten 1.8. The beauty about him is the gait. Three carry on Gigi. I want to have a look at him in the yard. Look, he's had two runs back. And I mean, we talked not last prep, the prep before. I think he's run four wins together, and they brought him back, well, Paddy Cunningham did, and he didn't fire. He tipped him back out. But much to like about his last run, he was certainly a lot better, and he's going to gain a good run from transit. And the nine, Tria Coney's racing really good. She's in terrific form at the moment. So those numbers, I just mixed that around. They should be 2, 7, 9, and 3. So two Gold Talk to beat 7, Sherrotti, 9, Coney, and 3, Carry On, Gigi. So 2, 7, 9, 3, race 6.
2, 7, 9, 3. Gary, thank you. Race 7 comes up at 4.50, class 3 over 1,400. Field of 12 with no scratching to this stage, and your tab fixed odds read this way. 1 Oakfield Invader at 3.70, 2 Kilmarnock, 3.20 is your favourite. 3 Shannonbrook Miss at 3.80, $21 about 4 Thundering Heart, 5 Seashells at 18, 6 Abel Chap 41, 7 A Long Way 71, 8 In God I Trust at $31. Money for number 9 Star Fest, $9 into 4.80 for 9 Star Fest. 10 Silver River, $34, $51 for 11 Unique Dream, and 12 Marvin at $61.
Yeah, look, I'm with the toppy. I'm 1392 with him, Kev. I just like this horse. Well, I like his winnie the other day. I mean, I've never seen him before in a mounting yard. He was having his first start for young Paul Max, but tell you what, in running, he was back in the field. He was just trucking. He's just waiting to get out, and when he got out, he went bang and put paid on. And that was 1,200. He goes to 14. You wouldn't think that would be a problem. Only little minus I can see with him that he did have 54.5 when he won here the other day, and he gets 59, so he's up 4.5 kilos, but I don't think he's in any harder race. Shannonbrook Miss has really turned the corner. They found the key with this little mare, putting a pony on her in the mounting yard. She had a bad tendency to get herself warmed up, but she was good here to win here last start. She beat a good little mare in Ilya, so she's ticking away good at the moment. 9 Star Fest, he'll love getting back to this big circuit here. I mean, he ran a terrific race at Ballon on the short course, beaten 3 behind Ponzi, but he's a big striding fella by Starcraft. He needs a big track, and he'll get it here Starfest today. And Kilmanock figured very prominently in the Stewart's report the 2 year last start. He never really got a crack at him, so that unlucky run, you can nearly forgive him for that, and plenty of speed up in front is certainly going to help him to run on. 1.39 and 2 for me in race 7.
Okay, 1.39, 2. And the last race, Gary, race 8 at 5.30, a class 1. It's over the 13.15. We've got scratchings of 7, 10, 17 and 18, leaves a field of 14, so another big field. Here are the tab fixed. You've got 1 Bond Costa, steady at 360 in from 4. That's your favourite on the fix. 2 Ghetto Boy, $17. $15 Rebel Icon, number 3. 4 Fox Creek at 480. 5 Meter Eater, $12 steady. 6 Itchy Knee, $34 in from 41. You've got $51 for 8 Fast Gary, named after you, no doubt. 9 Capital Magic at 340. You've got $18 Fashion Model, number 11. 12 Defrost at 41. 13 Jetty Beach, 61. 14 Inner's Gift is 71. 15 Shark Creek at $10. And 16 True Zippo, $34. Plenty of long priced runners there. You've got 340 about 9 Capital Magic and 360 about 1 Bond Costa.
Yeah, I'm with the 9. I'm 9, 4, 3, and 11. Oh, she was great the other day, Capital Magic. Really good. Well, the last two runs have been terrific, finding the line. The only little thing, she just wanted to lay in that last 100 metres and didn't want to really go straight. But, boy, yeah, I like her here today. I thought 4 Fox Creek was really good to win a maiden from an awkward gate 22 days ago. Not easy to do, go from a maiden to a C1, but could be impressive for a progressive mare. And not only that, she's got the limit weight. 3 Rebel Icon, he's at 3 runs back. His first two are plain. He was a lot better the other day behind Tunk Sensitive and gets a bit of claim for Molly Partridge. And 11 goes in here, Fashion Model. She's one ripper in the mounting yard, but she's just got a woeful gate to contend with. But if she can offset that and have a little bit of luck in money, she's certainly a player. 9, 4, 3, and 11 for me in the last step.
9, 4, 3, 11 for the 8th on the program, Gary. Plenty of big fields, plenty of good races by the sounds of it. What's your best?
So, like race 2, number 12, Bonnie Star, been really waiting for this filly or mare to get to the milder day, and she's by Casino Prince. So I like her here, race 2, number 12, Bonnie Star, and race 4, number 6, Supreme Girl, coming off that very, very good run on debut. So race 2, number 12, race 4, number 6. Quaddy numbers, we've got to go a bit wide, Kev. We're 8, 2, 10 and 11 in the first leg, with 2, 7 and 9 in the second leg, 1, 3 and 9 third leg, and Widener up in the last with 4, 9, 3 and 11.
All right, so Gary's best. Race 2, number 12. Race 4, number 6, the Quaddy. 8, 2, 10, 11, 2, 7, 9, 1, 3, 9, 4, 9, 3, 11. Plenty of winners in there, Gary, no doubt. So, mate, enjoy your afternoon at Coffs. We'll keep you late mail coming all day from the track. And we're also going to be chatting to you at this time on Thursday morning. It's Cozzy's way, but we're still doing a chin wag. And Gary Cleese is going to be our guest. Looking forward to it.
I'm really looking forward to that. Yeah, I've got some good little stories to tell, Kev, and you're doing a fantastic job, and that's worked really good today. And I hope the punters out there can find some winners and tune into Sky Sports Radio and Sky Thoroughbred Central. But we've got one magic day here, and Priscilla Smith will be working with me in the mounting yard. So let's hope we can find some winners, mate.
All right, and we'll chat to you Thursday, Gary, and hopefully some of the stories you tell us will be true.
They'll be all true, Kev. Yeah,
good on you.
Looking forward to it, mate.
Thank you, mate. Look forward to it. Enjoy your day.
Good on you.
Gary Cleese there, what a legendary figure he is in thoroughbred racing. 10:30, this is Sky Sports Radio as we check in with the headlines. Gemma, good morning to you.
Good morning, Kevin. We'll start with sport. Pakistan skipper Misbah Ul Haq says his team are mentally stronger following the narrow 39-run defeat in the first day-night test against Australia, and that they've been cricket nomads since being banned from playing at home following a 2009 terrorist attack. The skipper believes his team is experienced enough after playing together for 6 years as they look to end their run of 10 straight test losses down under. Cronulla captain Paul Gallen believes the lawsuit launched by Alex McKinnon against the NRL over the tackle that left him paralysed will open up a can of worms. He says other players will now fear similar legal action due to injuries on the field. And the emergency meeting to decide the future of ARL Commission Chairman John Grant is now underway. He's facing disgruntled NRL clubs at Rugby League Central. In other news, a suspected attacker has been arrested after 9 people were killed when a truck drove into crowds of shoppers at a Berlin Christmas market. The truck passenger was killed in the crash. Up to 50 people have been injured. Turkish police have detained the sister and mother of a man who shot dead Russian ambassador Andrei Karlov at an art gallery in Ankara. And a man is in hospital with serious head and leg injuries after he fell from a second floor balcony in West Ryde just before 1 a.m. A 19-year-old man has been arrested. This is Sky Sports Radio, your racing and sports leader.
Sky Sports Radio is heading north to the Gold Coast in January for the Magic Millions Sales and Race Day.
But it's all capitalist well, please.